The Mobility Fee Technical Committee is made up of elected officials and several transit and county staff. Kevin White is from the Hillsborough County's Transportation and Land Development Review Division. He said the mobility fee is proposed to help pay the cost of transit improvements needed for new development projects.
Well, it's basically road improvements, transit improvements, pedestrian improvements, bicycle improvements, anything that will be able to move people without necessarily having to be in a car.
When Governor Charlie Crist signed Senate Bill 360 into law, it was controversial. Pro-development groups argued in favor of the law. They say it will ease the process for new development, which will help jumpstart growth in Florida and create jobs. Yet because Florida has more foreclosures than any state except Nevada, opponents of Senate Bill 360 argued new development is the last thing Florida needs. The controversy, White said, is rooted in the main difference between the new mobility fee and what Hillsborough County uses now, concurrency.
Well, concurrency is still the mechanism that's being used. Until we adopt a new process, the issue with Senate Bill 360 was the local government has to establish this mobility fee, which is something that we weren't involved in. In the past, developers have built the improvements. Under this process, most likely the developer would pay that fee, and the local government will be responsible for making those improvements. So it's shifting it. And that's happened if you look at like Fishhawk Boulevard. I mean, Fishhawk Development, the developer built Fishhawk Boulevard. US 301, developers have contributed to widening that road to six lanes. Under this new process, they may pay the fee, but then they may not necessarily build it, so you wouldn't see the improvement in place as soon.
As outlined in Senate Bill 360, White said, mobility fees would be calculated according to the vehicle miles per travel, or VMT.
We're going through a whole methodology process of looking at what it's going to cost to actually make improvements. And the legislature adopted Senate Bill 360, which is based on vehicle miles of travel. So depending on where you live and the cost to make the improvements, those two things together would determine what that fee would be in an area. So in South County, that fee could potentially be higher because your travel distance is further. In Brandon, it could potentially be a little bit lower because the distance is a little bit shorter. You could take each zone and look at how far people travel.
In determining the mobility fees, the committee divided Hillsborough County into 44 districts.
The model, which is based on traffic analysis zones, we just took that and consolidated that into larger districts. And basically, FDOT did some modeling for us. And based on the model numbers, which are our population employment, it came up with an average for each of these districts. And it's, you know, some people will travel further, some people will travel a little bit less, but this is an average per district. You would be assessed that distance if you built in that zone. So the developer has options. I mean, if it's one zone, could potentially cost more than another.
Last month, the Hillsborough County Commission agreed to place a one-cent referendum on the 2010 ballot to fund a transit makeover. If it passes, 25% will go toward road improvements and 75% is allotted for bus and rail systems. Mobility fees will cover similar transit changes. The difference will be the source of funding. But White said at this point, some proposed development projects may be temporarily paid for by the tax.
Well, it's not supposed to. There's already a list of projects that have been identified, and that's what that money's supposed to go for. And there were some developer projects in that list, but it's my understanding that those projects, maybe the county could potentially front money and be paid back by the developer, but the developer would still be responsible for whatever their share is.
White said the mobility fees are expected to replace the Hillsborough County's concurrency methods in 2012. The fees will only be applied to future development projects that are proposed. The concurrency method will still be applied to developments that have been approved prior to 2012 or are presently underway.
Any new development within the county would pay this fee. I mean, we already have taxes in place. I mean, this would not apply to existing residents, just new development. The money would come from the developer before residents even moved into that development. So say, for example, if they build a four-phase project, as they build each phase, they would pay that fee. And then, you know, people buy homes, they would move in, but that fee would have already been covered. Now, you know, the cost could be passed on in terms of the cost of the home.
The next step for executing Senate Bill 360 is for the appointed policy committee to convene to consider the mobility fees and discuss further implementation. The meeting is set for December 15th at the County Center. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.